He says I'm living in a trance, but I'm
dancing in the moonlight. It's caught me in its spotlight. It's alright. Dancing in the moonlight.
Welcome to Fatma's Artist Spotlight.
Hi, Prograk Radio. I'm Fatma. I hope you enjoy my spotlight. Res Gesta hail from a small town in province of Bologna and have actually been around for more than 30 years already, performing covers of classic 70s progressive rock pieces. The band finally recorded their debut album Odyssea in 2015. Cyclope is a long, complex track that deals with a terrible, murderous dangers that you can meet during your peregrinations. In Greek mythology, a cyclops was a member of primordial race of man-eater giants, each with a single eye in the middle of his forehead. It's described as a dangerous eye that can judge and condemn. It can destroy everything, tame people, and make a man special. A wild modern monster, in some way, is depicted on the album cover as well. We are listening to Cyclope.
Solo
Odysseia is a proudly pompous and dynamic rock opera in the extravagant tradition of those daring Italian prog works by bands such as La Temili, Ozana, and Nitros, which some remind Dutch Aryan Project. Circe, a lively and sarcastic track. In Greek mythology, Circe, a goddess of magic, but here she is depicted just as a hard-headed, base woman who fights for her peace and for her moral values. Also, Calypso, a long romantic piece describing the moment of Odysseus' departure from his golden captivity in the island of the nymph Calypso. We will listen to these two beautiful songs together.
Mattatoi. so che prima o poi dovrò lasciare. E dagli occhi tuoi mi dovrò separare. Non so stare lì a dondolare.
Senza pretese, lei mi aspetterà contro tutte le offese, non si arrenderà né mai si arrese. Lascerai in un mare di guai, mi tormenterai, mi dividerai, oh, 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 oh. Quella che ero io, quella che sarei, resto sola in una. Andarmene da lei e di viaggiare, storie di magia, di furfanteria, di terrore e d'onore, vivere una vita e la mia odissea da viaggiatore. Verso qui, soffocando lontano, l'ira degli dèi mi divorerà. Mi condannerà e continuerà.
tatuato nel cuore.
Il Baggio della Medusa is a contemporary Italian band founded in Perugia in 2002. The group consists of Simon Cecchini, vocals, acoustic guitar, saxophone, Simon Brozetti, electric guitar, Federico Caprio, bass, Diego Petrini, drums, organ, piano, Eva Morelli, flute, piccolo, and Daniele Ricci, violin. The music is very much in the 70s Italian tradition. Of the 70s Italian scene, there is a similarities to groups such as PFM, but even more the hard-rocking groups like Osana and Dedalin. The self-titled debut album was released in 2004. The music this debut album can be considered art rock. The keyboards are used sparingly, but the sound is still refined due to the successful use of flute, saxophone, and accordion. There is a Renaissance Baroque tinge in some of the songs, and this creates some personality to the group's overall sound. This is good and promising debut album and showing that they have some originality as well. First song from this album, Cantico del Poeta Errante.
Thank you.
In 2005, Daniele Ricci joins the band, which adds to the sound new instruments such as violin, organ, and piano. Their second album released in 2008. This is a conceptual album that shows a mature, sophisticated, and fascinating band mixing in the right among of progressive rock, jazz, folk, hard rock, and even hints of heavy metal with a dark and melodic sound that, in some parts, reminds King Crimson, but always with a visible originality of the band. In 2012, they released their third album. This Levolt album places a strong emphasis on vocals and narration. We are listening to the wonderful song with the same name as the album, Deus Le Volt. Enjoy!